Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon from the studios of AM 1100, the flag at AM 1090 KTGO. It is Bach and Talk Radio, the one and only, and it is the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. Easy for me to say.
Is this a special day in your life?
Not really. Why? It's the 22nd of October. It's one day just like any other.
Not really.
No?
No.
Happy birthday to you.
Ha, 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 ha.
It is my birthday. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. I'm not much on birthday accolades. Not that I, you know, some people are a little weird about birthdays. I'm not weird about birthdays.
Kind of blasé about them?
Exactly. I might be more on the other side, where it just is another day. I don't sit there and get all melancholy about, another year, I'm older.
What have I done with my life?
Exactly. I don't, you know. The best part of it is, you know, quite honestly, we still have someone young enough in the house, Haley, who's 10, our fifth grader, who still thinks it's a big deal.
And it makes you feel young. I mean, you know, but here's the really good news. After they get a little older, and one of these days you might have a grandchild, and it starts all over again. So I've got 16 little grandbabies that make me feel young.
Won't that be fun?
Yeah.
And I look forward to that for sure. And Haley did give me a list of dadisms today.
Dadism?
Yes.
Wow, yesterday we had Thatcherisms on the air.
Did you?
We had a half an hour of Maggie Thatcher.
So that was my favorite present today. I have 10 characteristics of dad.
Oh, do you fit them all?
For get it, 10 being October. Okay. Oh. And 22 dadisms for the 22nd.
See, this dadisms, that's great.
I saw 10-year-olds think.
And that's on those beautiful little cards and
little 3x5 cards. And
have you gone through there and have you blushed?
I did. As her mother told her this morning, those are the best kind of gifts. Your dad likes those better than anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they take the time to
make something for you.
Write a little note and you get a little sense of their humor. And
yeah.
I'll if we have time, maybe I'll share a few later. And you can.
You know, I got to tell something about Haley.
You can go thumbs up or thumbs down on the dadisms.
Yeah, I came up to her, came over to your house on Sunday and. And I saw Haley, and I said, "Do you mind if I give you a head rub?" And she said, "Oh gosh, like, are you nuts?" And she kind of bent her head over like she's going to be executed. that was a sign of greeting and affection in Texas for some odd reason, rubbing people on the back of the head. I don't know.
There you go.
Just a thing.
Yes. So it's my last 40-something birthday.
Isn't that something? You're going to be 50.
There's the milestone. 49 today, and the 40s are gone.
You have done great, man. You've already got a beautiful legacy of fighting for what you believe in, and a good family and a lot of friends, man. You are a rich, rich man.
There you go. That's all you need.
And you're a good man and a friend as well.
Likewise. Thank you, Mr. Mark. All right. Tackling some headlines here. By the way, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us in studio today on the program.
Cool.
Ron Ness will join us, who's the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the co-chair of the Flaring Task Force. We're going to talk about this newly formed Flaring Task Force and what it is they hope to accomplish. Flaring has become a, sort of a environmental flash word, right? And in all honesty, flaring is just a sign of the times. It's progress.
It doesn't hurt anything. It burns at a high percentage, very little residue, very little smoke. It's clean, crisp. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful in the sense that it lights up the skyline. It's not beautiful in the sense that you're burning off a
tremendous amount an enormous amount of wealth, like what, 3 million a day or something.
So I mean, nobody likes it, but it's just a sign of the times. I mean, in other words, the value of natural gas versus the value of oil says what
30 to 1. Man.
You're going to drill oil where you can drill oil, and you're going to take care of the gas when you can. So anyway, we'll just breathe deep on all of that and kind of maneuver through some of the typical issues on that today on the program, so we're looking forward to that as well.
You know, from space, have you seen that picture from space showing the Bakken more lit up than the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
Well, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Bigger than Chicago, too, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Bigger than the moon.
You can see Chicago on
when you got a new moon.
Exactly. Oh,
I forget.
Love a new moon.
You love a new moon? I love a full moon. You ever howl at a full moon?
I've never howled at a moon, no.
I've noticed an experiment. When a full moon, if you go outside and howl, really howl, any dog within a mile will join you. It's wonderful.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You've tried this before.
I do it often. I do it often.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good for you. That jailed the Fargo mom that we've been following
this
week.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because she was concerned about her her parents and evidently some abuse that's been investigated, and she did not want to allow unsupervised visits. They're going to let her out of jail now if she allows her parents to have supervised visits with the daughter. So supervised visits, to me, would have solved that all along. I think she was just concerned about unsupervised visits. But anyway, we brought you that story last week.
I still can't figure out why they put her in jail.
For contempt, but again, I don't know why the judge doesn't realize that maybe, hey, this order isn't proper given the fact that we have a Bureau of Criminal Investigation, you know, looking into whether or not there had been abuse there.
Sometimes.
Mama Bear.
It's contemptible. Son's judgments are contemptible.
Seem to be doing the right thing. Another school shooting in a gun-free zone, this time in Nevada. Evidently, police say a student killed a staffer who was trying to protect her kids at the Nevada school. I don't know if we know yet whether he killed himself or no law enforcement showed up. I know that.
No, I think he killed himself.
Did he? Is that what happened? Yeah. I hadn't heard as of late yesterday. Congressman Kevin Cramer is upset that the Senate decides to take recess. You know, here the Senate runs around saying, oh, we got the government shutdown. We got so much to do. We got all... And then
there they were playing golf, nothing. And these signs were all printed 8 months before about the government shutdown. This was nothing but a political ploy. They didn't care. They weren't working hard. They didn't try to negotiate. This was, when they say the irresponsibility and the extremists, again and again, Heidi's beating the drum. Basically, the hatred for the Tea Party, the Constitution-minded good branch, the best branch of the Republican Party, which Dick Cheney even said, the Tea Party is so good for the Republican Party.
He did. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But there obviously is there's an ongoing effort to discredit it. That's part of what Heidi Heitkamp is doing. And she has a letter to the editor in state newspapers today, including I'm looking at one in the forum. We'll walk through that here in a little bit and just see if you give listeners a chance to agree or disagree with her opinions on the program. So we look forward to that. And also... if you agree with Dick, you sound like you're in a food fight.
I'm sorry. I was opening my paper, and I accidentally did that, sir.
Because the newspaper was having a wrestling match with the microphone.
I know. And here you are, such a pro, and here I am, such a novice. I'm just an old novice.
I just thought we better inform the audience that we weren't in fisticuffs here. You know,
what more could happen to me? I'm an old novice. Now I'm an orphan. Unbelievable.
What else are we going to tell you about? So anyway, we'll walk through that here in just a little bit. Oh, the president's press conference was a beauty yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm really happy I ate a whole box of Brussels sprouts before that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you getting a little weary?
I might be getting bound up.
Did you see that lady behind him?
Yeah.
About to tip over?
Yeah.
Not good when you're doing a healthcare press conference.
No, she needs a lot of healthcare, and she needs an attitude adjustment, too.
Yeah. Actually, the event couldn't have gone much worse because you had somebody falling ill. You had a press conference by the leader of the free world saying, you know, hey, we screwed up on this website.
Front page of the Star Tribune, Obama, no excuse for health enrollment bugs.
Really had no choice but to go there, right?
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
But again, he's got that condescending sneer for us all.
Senator John Hoeven and Amy Klobuchar are in Fargo today. They're doing a roundtable discussion with North Dakota and Minnesota ag leaders regarding the upcoming Senate and House Farm Bill negotiations. Both their conferees. That'll take place in about an hour at 9:30 at the NDSU Ag Experiment Station Research Greenhouse Complex. That's at 1440 18th Street North, out at NDSU, rooms A103 and A104. on the campus of NDSU. Again, the Ag Experiment Station Research Greenhouse Complex, 1440 18th Street North, rooms A103 and A104. If you are able to attend and interested in the Farm Bill negotiations, there you go. We've got Senator Klobuchar and Senator Hoeven right there. All right, take a break. When we come back, we'll tackle the What's on Your Mind lineup for today, and we're going to run through Heidi Heitkamp's op-ed here in a little bit. Stay tuned for that next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th, and they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right, so $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th. Chase on the Lake. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Well, given the fact that the Senator Heidi Heitkamp doesn't think enough of the vast What's on Your Mind radio audience, beaming from K-Fire 550 in Bismarck to the Northern Plains, and KCJB and KLTC and KTGO and AM 1100 the flag. Maybe what we should do is just take her words, since she, again, doesn't want to utter them herself on the program.
You know, she might have been helped with these. They sound like talking points from Mr. Obama.
So we can share her op-ed and then give the audience a chance to respond to it.
That'd be good.
So it's not the same as having, you know, Heidi on the program, but at least it's...
Can you do a Heidi Heitkamp impression?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Steve, do you want to do that? Steve Bakken might be willing to do that. But
absolutely not, but I do want to hear her words, and I want our listeners to hear what she has to say.
All right, so here's a piece from the, this is in the forum, but I assume it's sent to all the papers across the state. And the headline is Time for Political Courage. And by the way, speaking of political courage would have been saying, President Obama, it is wrong to shut down the World War II Memorial.
Right.
President Obama, it is wrong to shut down the overlook to Painted Canyon and
it is wrong to
Rushmore.
Not pay the families of the soldiers that died, pay them their death benefits, and let them go and receive their bodies.
Yeah, that would be that'd be the political
and
courage.
It is wrong to let illegal immigrants have an exception on the same mall to go out there and protest against for amnesty.
But the problem with what we suggest for that kind of political courage, it would have become more of the story than letting the government shutdown be the story, which is, of course, what they wanted, which is very obvious after the fact. So here's what she said. For 16 days, Native families on North Dakota's Indian reservations weren't able to get help from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Of course, the way they give help sometimes, I'm not so sure that is anything they missed, but that's a whole other story. Leaving families hungry and without housing assistance they desperately need.
Okay. Anybody in North Dakota that goes hungry, it's their own fault. Their people would be there in a half an hour with as much macaroni and SpaghettiOs and bread and meat. This is complete exaggeration and desperately need. I'm sorry. Nobody kicked them out of their house. Nobody starved.
For 16 days, farmers throughout our state were unable to get crucial support from farm programs because the shuttered Department of Agriculture couldn't respond to their requests.
Crucial support. Crucial is sort of dire, isn't it? This is, again, hyperbole and exaggeration.
For 16 days...
I will say she's somewhat accurate when it comes to because of the storm that we had. You know, there's a lot of farmers and ranchers that were direly affected by that blizzard.
Well, yeah, I mean, they certainly were. The only question was when you report the losses and how you report them. Again, it's sort of like our friend from Minot. The President Obama, you know, mentioned.
It did become more convoluted because of the shutdown. Slowdown.
Yeah. I mean, in other words, more convoluted. There was some inconveniences without question.
Right.
But my point is, I want to ask the audience. I mean, did she is suggesting the world came to an end for Native families, for farmers, for small businesses, you know, all these dire consequences. I mean, did you live that? Did you feel that? Does that connect with reality? I don't think it did.
Listen to the hyperbole about the small businesses.
For 16 days, small businesses across the state were unable to secure financing from the Small Business Administration, leaving the owners and their families, many of whom invested their life savings to start their business, in serious jeopardy.
That's just exaggeration. That's hyperbole again. Exaggeration for effect.
And again, I'd want to know, in the 16 days, did one transaction not eventually occur that was going to occur? In other words, what didn't happen? It's sort of like a federal employee. Oh, 16 days of uncertainty. Meanwhile, in the middle of
go golfing and get your pay anyway.
They get paid anyway and didn't work.
Many of whom.
I don't know the business owner that lost their business because of this.
Just one, yeah. And none did, I'm sure.
Because
every one of them that were in serious jeopardy, going to hear from them. Yeah. I put an APB out on all these. The impacts of the federal government shutdown, she goes on to say, across North Dakota were damaging. And taxpayers footed the bill to the tune of $160 million per day. It is ironic that some extremist members of Congress claiming to act in the name of fiscal responsibility manufactured this crisis that Standard & Poor's estimates took $24 billion out of the economy.
And, of course, extremist members means people like Michelle Bachmann who believe, and Steve King who believe in balanced budgets, and that spending should start in the House, and that raising the debt ceiling means increasing our debt. Is that extreme?
Yeah, and again, Heidi Heitkamp and Harry Reid, President Obama could have avoided all this by agreeing to less spending, to agreeing to leveling the playing field on Obamacare, to agreeing to even just talk.
Right. Like,
they wouldn't even talk.
Even talk.
But, you know, I think what this does more than anything is it really gives you the playbook.
That's right.
You know,
and it is absolutely standardized, and every one of them has it. She voted for Harry Reid. She voted for Obama, I am quite sure, because she is speaking and spewing his lies and his hyperbole.
And I think this was the plan all along. You know, that's why the signs were printed for the government shutdown at the parks.
8 months early.
Long before, and, you know, they were They were gunning for this, and this is now they get to do this. Question I have, Steve, is what'll work? I think it's
where you're at. You know, I think here in North Dakota we hold our politicians to a little bit higher standard.
That's really true.
As well, I think we should. And when you look at the landscape across North Dakota, and you look at the landscape across the federal government, and what's going on in other states, you know, we do hold our politicians to a higher standard. There's a reason for that. There's a reason we're successful as a state, and other states failing.
And another thing I want to say to both you guys is, what's on your mind is very unique. I wonder if there's any other state in the union that's got a program that's heard in every corner of the state. I mean, you guys really have a voice.
But listeners have the voice.
That's right. That's the beauty of it.
They have the megaphone.
Town hall every day for 2 hours right here.
And that's precisely why I want to share her words and see if there's anybody that agrees with this. This is hype beyond belief.
It is.
And, you know, this thing was probably written just with the exception of leaving the amount of days blank long before as well. It's part of the game, you know.
And extremists and irrational and irresponsible, those words again and again, which are identical. They are synonyms for the Tea Party. Remember that, folks.
And I don't quite honestly believe that the, you know, nobody thinks it's a good thing to have government shut down, right?
No.
The idea was that this, unfortunately, is a result of members of Congress not being able to agree. And the Democrats want to blame the Republicans, but now when we shift to that, blame for what? You know, again, I don't think the vast majority of folks in North Dakota had all these dire consequences that they're trying to claim from this incident. But we'll ask, and hopefully we'll hear from them.
I want one business owner to call in and say, yep, I had to go out of business because of this.
Yeah, or one farmer. One Native American family that she's talking about. Governor Jack Dalrymple, the latest on the spill north of Tioga. We'll also meet members of the flaring task force today on What's On Your Mind. Steve Bachman and I taking your calls straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe, and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's on your mind? That's the question. 855-200-1776. And we begin the all call right now. You have a 40 minutes before we crank up with the majority of our calls today on the program. But in the meantime, if you'd like to call in, and if you are a Native American and still recovering from your hunger strike, if you are if you are a farmer that was without crucial support from farm programs and had maybe a near-death experience, or a small business owner that has survived serious jeopardy from 16 days without the government, please call 855-200-1776. If you believe there will be no one that will step forward in that category, or a very small percentage of people that were impacted to the degree that Senator Heitkamp is opining about, you can also weigh in, 855-200-1776. Just press 1 when you call. Share your story. Native families, farmers, small businesses, surely you've been harmed beyond belief from those 16 awful days that you endured the government slowdown.
I think some people bit their fingernails.
By the way,
pulled out some hairs.
Wasn't there like 16% of the government that was shut down? So this government shutdown really wasn't even...
It was a slowdown.
Yeah, because you had a good chunk of the government that still continued to move
and
on.
And we paid everybody. So when they talk about how much we cost people, think of the things that cost. All those signs they printed up and ran out, all the people they had running out with the police line tape on the Lincoln Monument and in front of the World War II monuments, the costs incurred by them trying to make everybody feel like the Tea Party was hurting them. They spent a lot of money trying to cause pain intentionally that wasn't needed.
So anyway, I'm very anxious to hear from these people so that we can confirm that Senator Heitkamp is truth-telling in this editorial. If you find yourself in that camp, we want to hear from you. If you don't buy it, we want to hear from you. Your chance to sound off. 855-200-1776. Okay, Mark, I'm sorry, but this is the time we generally try and tackle some sports headlines.
Oh,
and
headline?
The headline in the sports section of the Minneapolis Star Tribune probably says it best: putrid in prime time.
Putrid in prime time.
The Vikings and Giants played as bad as their records for the first three quarters.
I had a friend text me who said it's the worst Monday night game they had ever seen, and they are old. They weren't as old as me, and I think it's I don't remember ever seeing so lame, so mediocre, so pitiful a Monday night game in my life. Just lame. You know, and poor Freeman didn't know the patterns. He seems to have a good arm, but the Giants could stick 8-9 in the box and absolutely stymie Peterson and said, prove it, you know, and Freeman did not have the skills. He didn't have the knowledge. Whether he's got the arm or not, I'm still not sure about that.
So why did he start?
Because
Castle was shaky last game.
And yep, one interception, right, and because they spent a lot of money on him, and because he was this big number one choice, and because they're 4-1 and desperate. they made a desperate decision when they had somebody was a pretty doggone, and somebody that knew the system, knew the roots, had been working with, they had two quarterbacks that knew their receivers far better than Freeman could possibly have known them.
23-7, the Vikes lose to the winless Giants. They're not winless anymore, no. That's what I'm trying to say.
Eli really looked good at times.
Well, the Green Bay game is going to be ugly.
Oof.
Isn't it?
Well, unless now what are they going to do? Can they? How much? What if they improve his knowledge of the receivers 10%? They'll still could get beat by 30 points.
Forum headline is Blue Monday. Vikings sloppy as Giants earn their first win. Yeah, that was horrible.
It was horrible.
Do you blame the coaches? Or do you think the coaches felt pressure from the front office and the owners because of the big buck contract to play Freeman?
The coach has got to say, this is my best man for tonight. He knows the system the best. He has shown the best form. Frazier had to stand up and said, Castle's my man. Freeman needs more time. This shows Frazier's weakness. I don't care what kind of pressure. He should have stood up. Now, if I'm wrong and he had undue pressure on him to justify the expense, that is possible. Sometimes coaches are put in situations like that. I've seen that happen to Gardy.
And I would also say there were a lot of drop passes.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
You know, do you blame a QB for drop passes?
No, absolutely not.
So, you know, but there's a lot of blame to go around. A lot of ugly in that game.
But here's the real pain. At 1-5, even with Chicago showing some weakness, Detroit showing some vulnerability, people are beginning to say it's over. I mean, we gotta win 10 games to go 11-5. You know?
Over for who?
For the Vikes to even have any chance of even sniffing the playoffs. And that's a moment that's really painful for every fan. Because you know, as long as there's hope, you want to tune in. And what they did with that abysmal performance is try to crush some hope. Jared Allen had some great moments. One of the strongest hand sacks I've ever seen. Reached around the defender with his just raw grip, ripped the quarterback Eli down. And Eli's got strong legs, good runner. Some of the defense did really, really well, but the offensive line was just overmatched, 9-5 or, you know, 8-4, whatever. It was just a bummer.
That's an understatement.
Super bummer.
Yeah. Not good at all.
And bum Phillips died.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, neat coach. I was in Houston when he was coaching. I like Bum. He a good, tough, funny, interesting man. Always had his cowboy hat and usually a smile, often a cigar. Made it to 90 in spite of his smoking. Bum Phillips. Not a bum at all, just a class guy.
Wasn't a student of yours in the...
No.
Quit smoking, go to Hawaii for free?
No. But he would probably live to 114 if he would have quit smoking earlier. I don't know if he inhaled that big stogie or not. I don't know.
Anything else in sports you want to cover?
The World Series is going to be fun. It always is. And, you know, we're a
favorite?
Yeah, I'm an American League guy. And the Boston, because of the All-Star game, Boston's got to have an edge.
St. Louis Cardinals are my pick too. You're going Red Sox.
But kind of with mixed feelings, although I have to say, two grand slams. I really appreciate.
Who's your favorite Boston Red Sox ever?
Ortiz. Oh, favorite ever?
Yeah. Ever.
Yaz.
Yeah.
Oh man, I had a Yaz Grum, Yastrzemski glove.
Who's your favorite St. Louis Cardinal ever?
The guy that did the flip, the jumper and the flipper.
Ozzie Smith.
I loved him. And I love
Stan
that.
Musial when I think of Cardinals.
Stan, that's right. Stan the man. I had a Stan the man bat. Bob Gibson, a tremendous pitcher. Unbelievable pitcher.
Two iconic teams, though. This will be great.
Yeah. You're right. This is absolutely throwback World Series. This will get some attention. And with the final, I hope, the final chapter of substance abuse, hopefully, the game of summer, the boys of summer can act like adults next year and from henceforth to play it clean.
Game one, Cardinals at Sox, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Take it in. All right. Anything else?
No. I am looking forward to the Timberwolves big time. and the Wild have shown some really. They went on an early three-game winning streak. They've gotten they've lost in three shootouts. They got some obvious areas for improvement. Their power play looks better. They look like a really good, intense team, and a lot of times they've outplayed, but they've lost just a fluke here and there. Most of the time they've been out shooting their opponents. So I'm looking forward to a good winter from the Wild and the Timberwolves.
Wouldn't want to be Leslie Frazier today.
No, I wouldn't want to either.
Well, if this thing had gone the other way, then it would be.
Well, that's how it is.
Look, what a brilliant move. And against the hapless Vikings. I mean, the hapless Giants.
I'll tell you, a man who's half crazy, though, is the coach of the Giants. He's just screaming. He's almost out of his mind. Everything that went wrong.
He was.
He just looked completely crazy,
man. I don't
know
how the guy didn't have a heart attack on the sideline.
He's just running and shrieking and pulling his hair. And
throwing things.
Throwing things and cursing. He had smoke coming out of his various places.
Is he always like that?
Well, I've never seen him quite as nuts. Well, think about it. Eli's won two Super Bowls. Eli has started all these consecutive games, the most consecutive games of any quarterback, and you know, finally Eli looked a little bit like Eli. It was nuts, though.
It was fun. He was the most entertaining of the whole game.
He was. It was really funny, you know?
Hilarious.
It was.
Something for your calendar. Tonight is the night of the Jail Chaplain's Dessert
Social.
It
really is.
And you remember we had an interview with Jack Murphy, who is a jewel thief smuggler that was sentenced to double life in the prison a few weeks back to promote this event. And now he's an international evangelist and goes around talking about how his life has been completely
repurposed. And really impacting inmates and jail people.
Yeah. Part of a very famous jewel heist of the century back in 1964. And so he'll tell that story and that transformation and that turnaround and his life tonight. It's at the Centennial Hall at the Fargo Civic Center. There's a silent auction from 5:30 until 6:30. They do a live auction at 6:45 and then the program at 7. And it's just $15 per person. Jerry Leach from the Jail Chaplains, who's a delightful,
just great,
wonderful person, and is put together a wonderful event tonight.
Governor's there, and you're going to be there.
Yes. And actually, Nancy Schaefer, the former First Lady, is on the board of directors of the Jail Chaplains.
Cool.
And has just been a tireless advocate for all their good work. So I think Ed is coming as a spouse to Nancy tonight.
Isn't that cool?
And not as former governor.
He is going to talk, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, you're right. He is one of the speakers. Perfect. And they always do a nice job highlighting lives that have been impacted. It's very fun. Maria and I went last year. We're looking forward to going.
Changed lives is so powerful and beautiful.
It definitely is. Yeah. So the 2013 Dessert Social and Fundraiser tonight, Centennial Hall, Fargo Civic Center, silent auction 5:30, live auction 6:45, program at 7. Tickets only $15 per person. If you just come tonight, they'll have tickets at the door. They've got about 100 tickets left, so they know they're going to have plenty of tickets at the door. More details at jailchaplains.com, jailchaplains.com. There's also tickets available there, and again, at the door. So look forward to seeing you there tonight.
I can't be there. I'll be in Wahpeton. Pizza Ranch, 6:30, an hour and a half, talking about the faith of our fathers.
All right, folks, as a guest of the Wahpeton Tea Party.
That's right.
6:30, Pizza Ranch, tonight in Wahpeton for Mark the Freedom Pot.
Free.
Free. Tell you about the weather next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's on your mind? Got an APB out. We are in search of Native families on North Dakota Indian reservations that went hungry for 16 days, didn't have housing assistance, and have been severely disrupted. Want to hear your stories. Must be there because Heidi Heitkamp says it so. In search of farmers that suffered. And unable to get crucial support from farm programs. We're in search of small businesses that were unable to secure financing and have their businesses now in serious jeopardy as a result of the government shutdown. All of these are impacts chronicled by Heidi Heitkamp who is trying to extend the narrative so popular in the media that Republicans were to blame for the Republican or for the government shutdown, and that the world all but came to an end as a result of those 16 days. That's what I read from this. How in the world did we survive this? Can't even believe it. We better pat ourselves on the back for having survived 16 days without less than 20% of the federal government. So maybe I'm just in a bubble here and unaware of the dire consequences, so I look forward to hearing your stories. 855-200-1776. Press 1. Leave your story. Set the record straight. Or if, like me, you don't believe those 16 days were that awful for everybody, then you can share a different opinion. Welcome that, too. And look, we need some disruption to the norm. I think it's the only way you're going to wake people from their slumber. And unfortunately, that didn't do it. But I think some disruption, given the status quo. I wish Heidi Heitkamp would get as upset about 16 days without the government as she does about fiscal child abuse and the trillions added to our national debt by the person she supports at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or Harry Reid, who wants to continue this spending and thinks that stimulus programs are the way out of a mess. To spend more. Spending is the problem. That's why there was a shutdown. Bring on the disruption, I say. All right, let me tell you about our weather. And it's October-like. What can I say for this 22nd? Mostly cloudy, high near 39 today in much of the valley. Eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, looks like a northwest wind around 9. Cloudy, 28 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, 39. Winds will pick up a little tomorrow, gusting out of the northwest up to 20. Some flurries slip into the forecast on Wednesday night, a low around 28. But then the sunshine at 40 on Thursday, sunshine 48 on Friday, and the weekend precipitation-free, 45 Saturday, cloudy and just 32 on Sunday. Out in the oil patch, some rain, a slight chance later today, some patchy fog now, otherwise just a cloudy 42-degree day. Rain likely tonight, most of that in the early evening hours. There is a slight chance of rain and snow later into the evening. Cloudy, a low around 31. 60% chance of precip, but winds will be pretty calm tonight. Not much in the way of snow accumulation. Looks like tomorrow a slight chance of snow showers that will mix with rain afternoon, gradually end, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, high in the low 40s. Winds will be gusty tomorrow, up there around 28 miles an hour out of the northwest. Tomorrow night clear. Mid-20s, Thursday sunny, low 40s, Friday sunny, low 50s, Saturday sunny, high 40s, Sunday sunny, mid-40s. Don't get a chance of precip in the forecast until Sunday night and Monday. Take a trip around the region now in the way of temps for you, and then we'll get cranking with what's on your mind. And welcome your phone calls. Fargo is 33 at this hour, Grand Forks 32 and overcast. It's cloudy and 31 in Jamestown, Devil's Lake 28, Wahpeton overcast 34, Valley City cloudy 28 degrees. On the oil patch, Minot is overcast and 29 at this hour, Williston cloudy 36, in between Tioga 28, Stanley 28. Stanley and Tioga are always the same temperature. It's amazing. Winds are north at 5, cloudy skies 28, Stanley 28, Tioga. By the way, today might be a good day to get into that hurricane truck wash. One of our fine sponsors here. Have a little bite to eat on us while the truck's getting washed. Enjoy the big screen TV. Maybe take a shower. All that's gratis if you mention you heard this on the radio. Same with an engine wash. It's a freebie. The Hurricane Truck Wash is behind Senex off Highway 2, or take the truck bypass off Highway 8. Stanley, North Dakota. All right, friends, what's on your mind? And your calls straight ahead. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.